lap, child, dance. I can help you, no, I replied, but only your own self feels the answer. Jesus, Confucius, Mohammed, and Moses. Whoever is your guide, call to him, and he'll hear you, I know. How do I remember which one is truly mine? I said, why don't I give you all of their symbols, and surely you can find which one matches your own mind. Buddha's color is yellow light. Jesus' color is red. Confucius' color is light blue. Mohammed's color is purple. And Moses is carrot orange. The lion's head is a sign for knowing Jesus is nearby. And the sign of the bull means, look out, Moses is coming near you. The sign of the bear means Buddha is mad. Everyone start running. The sign of the fox means Mohammed is in trouble. The sign of the dragon means, be quiet, be still. Confucius is thinking. The essence of Jesus is love. The essence of Buddha is peace. The essence of Confucius is harmony. The essence of Moses is contentment. And the essence of Mohammed is laughter. The flowers of Jesus are all tree flowers. The flowers of Buddha are all mountain flowers. The flowers of Confucius are water flowers. The flowers of Moses are garden flowers. And the flowers of Mohammed are desert flowers. The planets of Jesus are Venus and Mercury. The planets of Buddha, Lemuria and Myopia. The planets of Mohammed, Mars and Earth. The planets of Confucius, Neptune and Saturn. The planets of Moses, Pluto, and Jupiter. The magic stones of the five are diamonds, Mohammed, rubies, Jesus, emeralds, Moses, pearls, Confucius, jade, Buddha. The sign of magic for Buddha is one eye. The sign of magic for Jesus is skull and crossbones. The sign of magic for Moses is a star. The sign of magic for Mohammed is thunderbird. The sign of magic for Confucius is the closed lotus. Choir, is of Jesus. Water is of Confucius. Air is of Buddha. Light is of Mohammed. Metal is of Moses. Oh, then this child of this broken earth said, is yoga for us now? And I replied, it is the comfort offered you until your time is up. And you can leave on that special journey home. But religion too can be enjoyed. I'll tell you how it goes. Buddha means incense and chants. Jesus means silent meditation. Confucius means poems of devotion. Mohammed means singing of laughter. Moses means heavenly ceremony.
Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. Think out, yes, let the mystery be. Some say once gone, you're gone forever, and some say you're gonna come back. Some say you rest in the arms of the Savior who's been sent the way you laugh. Some say that they're coming back in a garden, bunch of carrots and little sweet peas. Think out, yes, let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. Think out, yes, let the mystery be.
I couldn't tell you. And if you ask me, well, I wouldn't know. Do I want loving? Well, I wouldn't mind it. Where do you find it? And where does it go? You're on your own till you die. I'm gonna take what I can. Why am I living? Well, I couldn't tell you. There ain't no answer that no one can give. In all the world, if there's one who can tell me, give me a reason. Give me a reason for living. Then maybe, baby, that day I'll love to live, to love, to live.
With yearly and all known dearly, throughout and along, we use preferred by the also of having choicefully three times. The average we use of the among of our foods, along by our knowledge of the well-kept adage, by the more of all helping with the all of could, towards being among our masters. And the also by our intelligence, while we're passing of time. Besides our manners, by the also collectively to be with the tens.
In the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you, and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all-powerful, all-perfect, all-knowing, and all-wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars, they pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit. Thank you very much. But I want you to know something. This is sincere. I want you to know, when it comes to believing in God, I really tried. I really, really tried. I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice capades. Something is definitely wrong. If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed. Results like these do not belong on the resume of a supreme being. This is the kind of shit you'd expect from an office temp with a bad attitude. And just between you and me, in any decently run universe, this guy would have been out on his all-powerful ass a long time ago. And by the way, I say this guy because I firmly believe, looking at these results, that if there is a God, it has to be a man. No woman could or would ever fuck things up like this. So, if there is a God, if there is, I think most reasonable people might agree that he's at least incompetent and maybe, just maybe, doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit, which I admire in a person and which would explain a lot of these bad results. So rather than be just another mindless religious robot, mindlessly and aimlessly and blindly believing that all of this is in the hands of some spooky, incompetent father figure who doesn't give a shit, I decided to look around for something else to worship, something I could really count on. And immediately, I thought of the sun. Happened like that. Overnight, I became a sun worshiper. Several reasons. First of all, I can see the sun. I'm big on that. If I can see something, I don't know, kind of helps the credibility along, you know? So every day I can see the sun as it gives me everything I need. Heat, light, food, flowers in the park, reflections on the lake, an occasional skin cancer, but hey, at least there are no crucifixions and we're not setting people on fire simply because they don't agree with us. Sun worship is fairly simple. There's no mystery, no miracles, no pageantry, no one asks for money, there are no songs to learn, and we don't have a special building where we all gather once a week to compare clothing. And the best thing about the sun, it never tells me I'm unworthy. Doesn't tell me I'm a bad person who needs to be saved, hadn't said an unkind word, treats me fine. So, I worship the sun, but I don't pray to the sun. Know why? I wouldn't presume on our friendship. It's not polite.
I'm John.
I'm Bob.
I'm Sheldon.
I love that guy.
I like my guy. He is the best around.
He is the tops.
He is the tops. He never puts me down.
If I get hit
or flattened by a truck,
it's not his fault.
It's not his fault. It's just my own bad luck.
That's why I say
I like my God. He is the best around.
He is the top.
He is the top. He never puts me down.
He is my pal.
Oh, oh, what a pal.
Oh, what a pal.
He always spells good God.
Good God.
I'd like to pass on the feeling of great joy I found in Eckankar. For those who have ears to hear, for I to have had a longing deep inside, never knowing where to hide, for one day up, the next day down. No longer am I tied to this earth world. its troubles or woe. I have no fear of death no more, since on the path of egg, greater is he that ruleth his own spirit than taketh a city. For inward rulership is the mastery of the masters. This too can be yours. For those at the grassroots and those in doubt who just don't understand, let your ears hear these few words. Give no thought of where you are, for the master is always with you. For in soul you can be free.
We'd like to pass on the feeling of great joy we found in Ekinkar. For those who have ears to hear, for we to have had a longing deep inside, never knowing where to hide, for one day up, the next day down.
No longer are we tied to this earth world, its troubles are woe. On the path of air.
Greater is he that ruleth his own spirit and taketh a city. For in the rulership is the mastery of the masters. This too can be yours. For those at the grassroots and those in doubt who just don't understand, let your ears hear these few words. Give no thought of where you are, for the master is always with you. For in soul you can be free.
You can be free.
You'd all join voices with me as I raise my lungs in a song. Come on, everybody. And you too, Jimmy Jones. Help me sing my theme song. I was a lost lamb.
Meat on the hoof, drowning in sensual sin. Dick or Jim, but now I'm a virgin again. Oh yes, my body,
yes, my body
is for God.
Yes, for God.
I won't sleep with Satan anymore. Yes, it was fun.
It was fun,
but it was wrong.
It was wrong.
Only sex with Jesus from now on.
These thrusting lips,
yes,
these thrusting hips, for once touched by Satan's fingertips.
Fingers, it was fun, but it was wrong.
Only sex with Jesus from now on. I love you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus.
Oh,
I love you, Jesus.
Jesus.
I want you, Jesus.
Jesus,
come on, it can't be wrong. Only sex with Jesus from now on. I love you, Jesus.
Thank you ever so, Jesus.
I
walk around now with a smile on my face, with that inner glow only you can give me, Jesus. Only sex with Jesus from now on.
Only sex with Jesus. From now on.
I love you, Jesus. I love you so much.
I wanna marry like they had in the Bible. They had in the Bible. They had in the Bible. I wanna marry like they had in the Bible. Because the Bible tells me so. Abraham and Sarah had a marriage, but she could not bear him. a kid. So Sarah gave Abraham a slave girl, and pretty soon they did it, and she did, Lord, Lord. Yeah, pretty soon they did it, and they did it, and they did it, and they did it, did it, did it, and she did. Now I know slavery was banned, but a woman should be free to give a slave girl to her husband. All the marriage like they had in the Bible, like they had in the Bible, like they had in the Bible. I want to marry like they had in the Bible, because the Bible tells me so. Now Othniel and Aksah had a marriage, because she was a battle prize he won. Yes, he fought to win Caleb's daughter, and he was Caleb's brother and his son-in-law. Yeah, he was Caleb's brother and his son. Now I know. Sounds like incest, yes it does. But a woman should be proud to be married off and princessed. I want to marry like they had in the Bible, like they had in the Bible, like they had in the Bible, baby. I want to marry like they had in the Bible, because the Bible tells me so. Now if two brothers live together and one dies, the other brother must marry his brother's widow. For this is pleasing, yes, it's pleasing in God's eyes. And if he should refuse, then she should steal his shoes and spit right in his face. It's right there in the Bible. Now Jezebel and Ahab had a marriage. She began usurping all his power. She was wicked, of course, but he could not divorce her. So he had her thrown right off the tower, Lord, Lord, and sent the dogs her carcass to devour. Now I know. Sounds excessive. But a woman should submit to her husband or be made a mess of. I want to marry like they had in the Bible, because the Bible tells me so. Now if a man should take a woman to be his, and if it turns out he thinks she's not a virgin, well, then her parents have a chance to prove she is. And if they let her down, then every man in town should stone her till she's dead. It's right there in the Bible. Deuteronomy. Now Solomon and Naamah had a marriage, and they were together all their lives. Yes, she was his, and he was pretty busy, because she was one of 700 wives, Lord, Lord. Yes, Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Now I know. That's illegal. But a woman should be one of as many wives as her man can inveigle. Like they had in the Bible, like they had in the Bible, like they had in the Bible. I want to marry like they had in the Bible, because the Bible tells me so. I want to fool like they fool, want to fool like they fool. I want to fool like they had in the Bible, because the Bible tells me so. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. Bible tells me so.
Chicken. back and I made my escape. And it was finger licking good. Well, then old time preacher came to my hometown. He whooped out his Bible and he laid the law down. He preached till fire and brimstone and he looked straight at me. And that's all that it took to bring me to my knees. When I was a sinner, the devil made me do it. And when I was a drifter, he always did me wrong. And when I got in trouble, he never saw me through it. But when I met the Savior, the devil knew it. Blip, blip, blip. That's all, folks.
I haven't been to church since I don't remember when. Things were going great till they fell apart again. So I listened to the preacher as he told me what to do. He said, you can't go hating others who have done wrong to you. Sometimes we get angry, but we must not condemn. Let the good Lord do his job, and you just pray for them. I pray your brakes go out running down a hill. I pray a flower pot falls from a windowsill and knocks you in the head like I'd like to. I pray your birthday comes and nobody calls. I pray you're flying high when your engine stalls. I pray all your dreams never come true. Just know wherever you are, honey, I pray for you. I'm really glad I found my way to church, 'cause I'm already feeling better and I thank God for the words. Yeah, I'm gonna take the high road and do what the preacher told me to do. You keep messing up and I'll keep praying for you. I pray a tire blows out at 110. I pray you pass out drunk with your best friend and wake up with his and her tattoos. Go out running down a hill. Pray a flower pot falls from a windowsill and knocks you in the head like I'd like to. I pray your birthday comes and nobody calls. I pray you're flying high when your engine stalls. I pray all your dreams never come true. Just know wherever you are, near or far, in your house or in your car, wherever you are, honey, I pray for you. I pray for you.
Okay, well, what have we here? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good bless you. Today's show, of course, being about religion, etc. I take a dim view of it. Because, you know, nothing says I have complete faith in my faith in that I'm willing to kill you if you disagree with me. The two quotes about religion that really scare me the most. One is, when fascism comes to America, it'll be wrapped in the flag quoting from the Bible. Take a look around you and see if that's not true. The other thing is, if your faith is strong enough, facts don't matter. And if you look around and see the intolerance that's going on here in America, in the name of mostly religion, you know that we have some serious obstacles ahead of us if we're to call ourselves, you know, a democracy, a good place to be, etc. I didn't come here to lecture you. I just came here to make you think, okay? So we started with Callie Ballou, How Can I Tell My Guru? Kind of a little overview of the religious thinking out there today. Iris DeMint, Let the Mystery Be. That's the opening theme to the HBO series The Leftovers. And I finally stopped and actually listened to it last week, and that was the inspiration for the show today. Jesse Conrad, after that, Why Am I Living? At the time, was MSR Singers, the clearest explanation of religion I could find. Religion is Bullshit, from George Carlin. I Love My God was the Krishna Quartet from a somewhat forgettable movie called KGOD, which you might be able to find somewhere. Probably it went straight to cable, as far as I know. Sri Darwin Gross at the Grassroots, My Bod is for God, was National Lampoon. I Want a Marriage Like They Had in the Bible was Roy Zimmerman. Dwayne Williams, The Devil Made Me Do It, and Pray For You from Jaron and The Long Road to Love. Now, another reason I had for picking religion this week was it's been a really, really bad week here in Addlewood. We lost daylight savings time. You all know what happened to the World Series. I mean, despite my prayers to the baseball deities, which usually involves just having a decent World Series, they chose not only to deny my request, but to rub my nose in it. Those of you who followed it know exactly what I'm talking about. Those of you who don't care, don't worry about it. Anyway, it got worse in there, and I'll explain that later. Let's get back to music.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is station WORD, broadcasting from the great Stadium of Life. We have for you a play-by-play description of the greatest and most important of all gridiron classics, the Game of Life. Our game here will be underway in just a few moments. And while we await the opening whistle, we'd like to point out some interesting sidelights surrounding this momentous occasion. The weather is ideal in the stadium, even though it really makes little difference, since a game as important as this one must be played regardless of conditions. There's a tremendous crowd on hand today. The stands are literally packed with a great cloud of witnesses, as the writer of Hebrews points out. Down on the field, we can see that both teams are completing the pregame workouts. To our right are the players representing Christianity. And this Christian team, by the way, has the finest of all coaches. Noted for his unerring wisdom, this great mentor, Jesus Christ, is the model of perfection in the coaching realm. However, as we look down to our left, we see another great squad and a very cunning and clever coach. This is the team coached by Satan, the forces of evil. And believe you me, Satan and his men will be tough to handle. There's a great wave of anticipation and expectancy in the crowd as the two teams prepare for the opening kickoff. As you know, the referee for this game of life is God himself, the perfect, just, and all-seeing referee. And the rules of the game, the instructions as to how it should be played, are found in God's book, the Bible. The coaches have given their respective players their last-minute instructions, Jesus Christ telling his players, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Christ has now come off the field, and it's all up to the players whom he's just left with that last-minute challenge ringing in their ears. The outcome of this spectacle is all the more important to these alumni who are here because of the fact that the entire hope of Christianity in this, the game of life, depends upon the ball-carrying ability of average Christian. This places a heavy responsibility on average Christian, and that's the reason the eyes of the crowd will be upon him today. Both teams are lined up now for the opening kickoff. The goals of the two teams are exactly opposite, that of Christianity being the goal of heaven, while the forces of evil will head toward their goal, hell. And now it's going to be Satan's team kicking off to Christianity. And there's the referee's whistle as the game is underway. It's Criticism kicking a high end-over-end kick. It's taken on the goal line by average Christian. He starts up the field as forces of evil players move in on him. He appears a bit uncertain, but he gets across the 15. Now he cuts to his right and picks up some interference. It's Prayer and Humility. Average Christian is still going up the far sideline past the 30 with Prayer and Humility out in front clearing the way. There's one of Satan's men trying to crash through. And average Christian sidesteps beautifully at the 40, getting away from temptation. Now he runs with added confidence. He crosses the midfield stripe and makes his way toward this side of the field. But he left his interference on the other side. And now he's by himself down to the 45. He sidesteps nicely, getting away from hypocrisy, and goes to the 43, doing a nice job in the broken field. But there's a player coming up from behind. He's gaining. He dives and makes the tackle beautifully at the 40-yard line in Forces of Evil territory. Average Christian appeared confident that he was on his way to score, but temptation sneaked in for the tackle. And over on the far sidelines, we can see Satan pacing up and down the sidelines, getting reserves ready for action. Here's Christianity back to the line of scrimmage, and the ball is snapped this time to Average Christian, who drives off his own right tackle, finds a hole, and blasts through to the 32 before the big opposing lineman, Procrastination, brings him to the ground. The tackle who opened that hole for Average Christian was the very capable and important lineman, Church Attendance. He had a hole there big enough to drive the proverbial truck through, and Average Christian drove through nicely until hit hard by Procrastination in the opponent's secondary. Second down two now, as Christianity is out of the huddle once again. The Forces of Evil set up their defense, and here's the play. It's Average Christian trying the middle of the line. He stopped cold after a pickup of about a yard. It was carelessness on the tackle, as good intentions failed to open a hole in the line. In fact, good intentions was in the way himself on that one. Well, it's third down and a yard, and the Christianity team is calling for a timeout. Just what Christianity will do to stop Procrastination, Hypocrisy, Temptation, and the other forces of evil remains to be seen. We've noted in observing some of the onlookers that there are several famous and successful veterans of this big game in the stands today. They are famous alumni who are on hand to pull for men trying to follow in their footsteps. Among them are such notables as Moses, Gideon, Peter, Paul, and many, many others. It's time to go back to play now at the Stadium of Life. Christianity out of the huddle and up to the line of scrimmage. And here's the pass from center. Again, it goes to Average Christian. Average Christian is coming around his own left end, looking for a chance to cut downfield. Now he's getting some interference and makes his cut. It's Prayer out there again. And there's Faith throwing a beautiful block as he got to the 30. He's still going strong. Faithfulness comes in to add interference to the 25 as Average Christian, running nicely, cuts to his right, leaving his interference. He's to the 23 by himself, heading goalward. But a couple of tacklers are trying desperately to catch him from behind as he gets across the 20. He'll have to hurry, and he's hit and fumbles the ball at the 15-yard line. And the ball is recovered by Forces of Evil. And Average Christian, fans, is hurt on the play. He doesn't get up. Average Christian remains on the ground. This boy, Temptation, can certainly get in on plays when least expected. He and Little Sins just came from out of nowhere to bring about the downfall of Average Christian. And now the coach for Christianity, Jesus Christ, has come onto the field and is talking to his ball carrier, Average Christian. Let's take a look. And it looks like Average Christian is going to stay in the ball game. Let's pick up the band music on the far side of the field.
Welcome, stranger, to the Pearly Gates.
I'm in heaven.
No, you're at the Pearly Gates. Name?
Thomas Hatton.
Cause of death?
Corned beef.
Yeah. Those fatty foods.
Oh, no, I work in a butcher shop, and a side of frozen beef fell on my head, you know.
Thomas Hatton, you say?
Yes.
Hammond, Hastings, Hatton. Oh, here it is.
Uh-huh. Well?
Well, according to the Celestial Registry, you've been a good man. You may enter the kingdom of heaven and live for eternity at his side.
Thank you.
Enter.
Thank
and join your fellow Presbyterians.
Oh, I'm Catholic, not Presbyterian.
Oh, well, then go to hell.
Hey, wait a minute. You just said I could go to heaven.
Well, the kingdom of heaven is for those who follow the one true path.
Presbyterians?
Presbyterians.
What about Catholics and Mennonites and all the others who live faithfully by the tenets of their religion?
They blew it. Next.
And to think the Jews claimed they were God's chosen people.
Oh, that was years ago. No, the Lord's finicky.
Finicky?
Well, it was the Jews for a few thousand years, and God got into Muslim because he liked their hats. But when they started slicing off hands, God went with Zen, and then it was the Hopi Indians and the Aztecs for a while.
What about us Catholics?
Oh, he never liked them. The closest he ever got was the Anglican because he liked Henry VIII's sense of humor.
So anyone who isn't a Presbyterian goes to hell?
No. Baptists go to purgatory.
Oh, God likes Baptists?
No, God likes to get their hopes up. And just when they figure they're in, dispatched to the nether regions.
Wow.
And God never forgave the Mormons for the Osmonds.
Oh. But why? Why Presbyterians?
Because they're nice.
Nice?
Nice.
Well, Catholics are nice, too.
Have you ever heard of a Presbyterian holy war?
Well, no.
No, because Presbyterians don't go in for them, and they don't condemn this or that from their fiery pulpits.
Wait, hold on a second. Isn't the Ulster Defense League Presbyterian?
No.
I think they are.
Well, I'm not sure. I'll go check.
Yeah.
I have to go back to the Aztecs. Why don't you just wait in purgatory till I find this out, okay?
What, with a Baptist? No, thanks. I'll wait in limbo.
Down on the beach, we're gonna dance all day.
Get back to me on this real soon. I'm counting on heavenly salvation.
Right, who is it? Duck!
God is on vacation. God!
I say, who plays the fool? Have you taken a 10 on a short par 4? Did you ever end up in a tree? Did you lose your ball in the fairway? Did you blame all those things on me? I try to help wherever I can. You forget all the good things I do. You always ask the impossible. Even God cannot change the rules just for you. I am the God of golf. I am the God of golf. I say who win, lose, or draw. Sing, yes, I am the God of golf. Know ye that I am the law. So study your golfing Bible, and I'll say a little prayer for you all. And remember my only commandment, thou shalt not try to kill the ball. I am the God of golf. All of the galaxy. Sing, yes, I am the God of golf. From tea to eternity. We golf up here in the cosmos. Space is fun, you can hit it a ton. The moon is the bunker, the planet's the green. And we always tee off of the sun. I'm getting ready to go out and play. Got a threesome one didn't show. We need a player up here right away. Now let's see who down there is ready to go. I am the God of golf. I am the God of golf. As you stand there on the tee, sing, yes, I am the God of golf. The God of golf is me. Sing, yes, I am the God of golf. The God of golf is me. The God of God is me, 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 the God of God is me
tried yoga, I couldn't do it. I tried macrobiotics, couldn't chew it, I blew it. And Scientology, it made a fool of me. Now I'm back to thinking things that I thought when I was three. Jesus is easy, just get down on your knees. He's gonna listen to your every prayer. Jesus is easy, just get down on your knees. He's everywhere, Jesus Christ, he's everywhere. Now I tried reefer, and I couldn't roll it. I tried acid and mescaline, I could not control it. I did coke, I couldn't afford. My soul was feeling bored. Now I'm high as a kite, I'm up in heaven with the Lord. Jesus is easy, just get down on your knees. He's gonna listen to your every prayer. Help me do now. Jesus is easy, just get down on your knees. He's everywhere, Jesus Christ is everywhere. Get on your knees, Eddie. Yeah, now listen to this. I tried women, oh how I tried. I took little boys in leather suits outside and had them tied. I tried a poodle, a collie, coop, a Franny and Ollie. But Mary in a manger got me satisfied. Oh, Jesus is easy, just get down on your knees. He's gonna listen to your every prayer. Jesus is easy, just get down on your knees. He's everywhere, Jesus Christ, he's everywhere. I said that. Jesus is easy, just get down on your knees. He's gonna listen to your every prayer. Jesus is easy, just get down on your knees. He's everywhere. I tell you, they got churches. Every way.
The day my Lord will come, when he'll hit great God Almighty like an atom bomb. When he comes, when he comes.
In 1945, the atom bomb became alive. In 1949, the USA got very wide. They found a country across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind. The people got worried all over the land, just like folks got in Japan.
Oh, I say, everybody's worried,
yeah,
about the atomic bomb. But nobody's worried,
no,
about the day my Lord will come. When he'll hit
great God Almighty like an atom bomb.
When he comes,
good Lord,
when he comes. Everybody's worried about the atomic bomb, but nobody's worried about the day my Lord will come. When he'll hit
great God Almighty like an atom bomb.
When he comes, when he comes.
But God told Elijah he would send down fire from on high. He told the brother Noah by the rainbow sign, there'll be no water but fire in the sky. Now don't get worried, just bear in mind, seek King Jesus and you shall find peace, happiness, and joy divine with my Jesus in your mind.
So I say, everybody's worried,
yeah,
about the atomic bomb. But nobody's worried,
no,
about the day my Lord will come. When he'll hit
great God Almighty like an atom bomb.
When he comes,
great God,
when he comes. Nobody's worried about the atomic bomb, but nobody's worried about the day my Lord will come. When he'll hit
great God Almighty like an atom bomb.
When he comes, when he comes.
Now the people have taken Jesus to a man whose name was Pilate. Pilate can let them kill Jesus, or else make them let Jesus go. He is talking to the people and telling them that he thinks he ought to let Jesus go. He says Jesus is good. He tells them that Jesus hasn't done anything bad at all. See how angry the people are? They want Pilate to let them kill Jesus. They are shouting at Pilate, and Pilate is afraid of them. Soon he will decide to give Jesus to the men so that they can kill him. The bad men have taken Jesus up the hill and have nailed his hands and his feet on these big pieces of wood so that he will die after a while. Can you think what it would be like if you were hanging there with nails through your hands? Oh, what a terrible thing they are doing to Jesus. Do you know why Jesus was nailed there? It is because he loves you and me. You and I have done bad things, and God should punish us. But God doesn't want to do that because he loves us. God sent his dear son Jesus, who wanted to be punished for us. In this picture, you can see Jesus being punished for your sins by dying there on the cross. That is how much Jesus loves you. He died for you.
Hello, friends. I've got a confession to make. You know, I used to be a dirty, beer swilling, degenerate playmate. Yes, friends, I used to smoke a lot of grass, and I used to peddle my ass. But not anymore, friends, not ever since that fantastic night. I was coming home from the upstate gang, fuck, suck, doping, and I was hit by a blinding flash of light, friends, and a voice boomed all around my ears saying, this is Jehovah, over. Come on, Huckleberry, tell them all about it.
Don't smoke dope no more.
I'm through with smacking and fucking.
I'm through with smacking and fucking.
Cause Jesus is the Lord. I'm a Jesus loving boy.
Tommy White, taking us higher on the pedal steel guitar. And you know, friends, Jesus can take you higher. But it'll cost you, oh yes, because the mansion of God is not furnished for free. But there is color TV and showers in every room. And if you turn on your color TV, you just might see someone like Bruce, our humpback drummer. Now Bruce, and I know he wouldn't want me to tell you this, Bruce used to play in a blues band. But that didn't make him give up. No, Siri, it goddamn didn't, because Bruce is never gonna give up, because he ain't a quitter. Bruce is a hanger on. Yes, Siri, Bob.
Now that I've found Jesus,
now I've found Jesus,
I don't smoke dope no more.
Well, maybe just a little bit.
I'm through with smacking and fucking.
I'm really through with smacking and fucking.
Cause
Jesus is the law around these parts.
I'm a Jesus loving boy.
friend, if you've got a friend, and you think he or she may need Jesus, why don't you just pack him up and post him to my manager? And he'll take him all the way up that great big stairway to oblivion. Heaven, friends! And on that stairway, there are no losers. Everyone who goes up there is a winner. Everyone's number one. Except, and it's really painful to say this, friends, the last three couples. And they are out. O-U-T. Out. But isn't that life, friends? I mean, you know, sometimes you think you've got there and you haven't.
Remember, friends, money will not buy you the keys to the doors of heaven, but it most certainly will buy you the keys to the doors of the Rolls Royce. Thank you kindly.
I've often thought people treat God rather rudely, don't you? Asking trillions and trillions of prayers every day, asking and pleading and begging for favors, do this, give me that, I need a new car, I want a better job. And most of this praying takes place on Sunday, his day off. Not nice, and it's no way to treat a friend. But people do pray, and they pray for a lot of different things. Pray for anything, but what about the divine plan? Remember that? The divine plan. Long time ago, God made a divine plan, gave it a lot of thought, decided it was a good plan, put it into practice. And for billions and billions of years, the divine plan has been doing just fine. Now you come along and pray for something. Well, suppose the thing you want isn't in God's divine plan. What do you want him to do? Change his plan? Just for you? What's the use of being God if every rundown schmuck with a $2 prayer book can come along and fuck up your plan? And here's something else, another problem you might have. Suppose your prayers aren't answered. What do you say? Well, it's God's will. Thy will be done. Fine, but if it's God's will and he's going to do what he wants to anyway, why the fuck bother praying in the first place? Seems like a big waste of time to me. Couldn't you just skip the praying part and go right to his will?
If God had long hair and a goatee and his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you buy his story? Would you believe he had an eye infection? And yeah, yeah, God looks baked. Yeah, yeah, God smells good. And when the saints go marching home, maybe he sits and smokes a bone.
No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one laughs at God when a doctor calls after some routine tests. No one's laughing at God when it's gotten real late and their kid's not back from that party yet. No one laughs at God when their airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. No one's laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else and they hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when the cops knock on their door and they say, "We got some bad news, sir." No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a good God theme joke. But when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head, you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. When presented like a genie with his magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus, God could be so hilarious, ha ha. God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they've lost all they got and they don't know what for. No one laughs at God on a day they realize that the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at God when they're saying their goodbyes. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a good God thing joke. Or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head, you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus, God could be so hilarious. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one laughs at God. Starving or freezing or so very poor. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. We're all laughing with God.
Okay, nice and gently now. Okay, yes. Alrighty. So let's see, what do we hear? Let's get to that first. Gerald McCracken and The Game of Life, an excerpt of Same. It's a whole record of nonsense. I'm not sure what the rest of it sounds like because I haven't been able to find it, but I'm really not that interested in it either. Heaven is for Presbyterians was The Frantics. They're from Canada. Harvey Sid Fisher, The God of Golf. Those of you who play golf know who I mean. Sister Winona Carr, 15 Rounds for Jesus. Martin Mull, Jesus is Easy. Lowell Blanchard and the Family Band, Jesus Hits Like an Atom Bomb. Jesus Died for You, You Little Twerp. That was from the Bible for Little Eyes. I can only imagine what the rest of it sounds like. That's something Irwin dug up years ago. I'll get you for this, Irwin. And then Alberto y Los Trios Paranoias. Jesus wept because he had to die for you, you little twit. Don't get me started. We had another words of wisdom from George Carlin regarding prayer. We had a thing from Bob Rivers and Twisted. music, Twisted Tunes. What if God smoked cannabis? I think you know what would have happened. And then Laughing With from Regina Spektor. That was the closing song from last week's episode of The Leftovers. They change them every week to close out the show. But that sealed it. That said, damn it, I'm doing religion this week. I don't care who's going to come after me and kill me. So there you go. But anyway, like I said, it was a really bad week here in Attlewood, and I'll tell you why. The worst part of it was that, as all of you know, I'm very attached to my cat, Lucy. Lucy is 18 years old. She's a lovable little creature that we've had since she was a little kitten. And this week, sadly, we had to bring her in and have her put down because she was suffering from cancer, and the word suffer was starting to come into it. So those of you who know animals and pets know exactly what I mean, and it's one of the most agonizing things you can do. It's losing a family member. I don't care what you say about it's not as bad as a child or something like that. It is, I guess. I can't say for sure, but who's to say what real is and real isn't? So we buried her in the backyard, and I mean, I cannot begin to tell you how much we're going to miss having her around all the time. And just, you know, her happy little self. She was just a happy little thing, except when the other cats were around. She didn't like them, but she loved us, we loved her, and we are really, 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 really going to miss her, and it's just a big hole in our lives, but what can I tell you? Now, two things. One thing, I kind of hedged my bets on heaven and God. I'll tell you why. Because as Lucy was dying in my arms, I explained to her that what she had to do was to find the bridge, you know, the Rainbow Bridge. I told her, find the bridge. Find Tiger and wait for me, because you never know. There could be an afterlife. I don't know. I can't prove there isn't. So, hey. And the other thing is, I have a couple more things Lucy related, and I beg you to forgive me, but we'll start from scratch next week. All right? So, good night, Lucy. I do love you.
Who's a funny girl? All right, stop.
Lucy, I love Lucy.
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. We have our quarrels, but then, no, how will love making up again? Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. And Lucy loves me.
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. And Lucy loves me.
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see.
A dozen roses on your grave today. I'm in the grass on my knees, wipe the leaves away. I just came to talk for a while, got some things I need to say. Now that it's over, I just wanna hold her. I give up all the world to see. That
little piece of heaven looking back at me. Now that it's over, I just wanna hold her. I've gotta live with the choices I made, and I can't live with myself today. Hey Lucy, I remembered your birthday. It said it brings some closure to say your name. I know I'd do it all different if I had the chance, but all I got are these roses to give, and they can't help me make amends. Now that it's over, I just wanna hold her. I'd give up all the world to see a little piece of heaven looking back at me. Now that it's over, I just wanna hold her. I've gotta live with the choices I made, and I can't live with myself today. Here we are, now you're in my arms. I never wanted anything so bad. Here we are, for a brand new start, living the life that we could have had. Me and Lucy walking hand in hand. Me and Lucy never wanna end. Just another moment in your eyes, I'll see you in another life in heaven, where we never say goodbye. Now that it's over, I just wanna hold her. I'd give up all the world to see the little piece of heaven looking back at me. Now that it's over, I just wanna hold her. I've gotta live with the choices I made, and I can't live with myself today. Here we are, now you're in my arms. Here we are for a brand new start. I've gotta live with the choices I made, and I can't live with myself today. Today. Hey Lucy, I remember your name.